Great.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Music Industry Insights Worldwide. And today I've got the fabulous Louise Porter with us. Hi, Louise, how are you?
I'm very well. How about yourself, Saskia? It's great to see you, and thank you for inviting me along to your podcast.
Oh, thank you, Louise. It's so nice to see you again. I'm doing all right, actually. The summer's come in, so I can't wait for that to come along. And yeah, thanks for coming along and sharing your time with us and sharing your
Yeah.
views. You want to tell the
My
listeners more about
pleasure.
yourself, where you're from, and what you do?
Yes, happy to share. I'm from Cardiff originally. I run a music production company, and what I do is I discover talent. I'm really into quality, so it doesn't really matter, and I invest in the artists if they can't afford to pay for recording or rehearsal studio time. If I discover talent, I really get behind it. So yeah, I started off in Cardiff. I was a singer myself originally. I started singing publicly from the age of eight, and a very musical family, and encouraged by my parents. All my siblings were musicians, and a Welsh, we're really into our music there anyway,
What
in
I know.
Wales. And as I got older, I joined a band in Cardiff, and we did quite a few gigs there. And we decided, myself and the guitarist, who was my primary songwriter, we decided to move up to London, take our chances here. So we did that in 19, I was 19, so 1979. Yeah, I've been in the business a long time. And the group split up. It was a group called True Wheel.
Oh, nice name.
Really, really great. Thank you. Really great name, band looking back. And but at the time, there wasn't much of a scene in Cardiff.
I can
It was
imagine.
really hard to break through. Yeah. So we split up. I'm very ambitious, determined to have a career in music. But ironically, the other half of the group that stayed in Cardiff, the Cardiff scene blew up. They got a deal with Rough Trade Records, and they became very successful internationally as well as in the UK. And then two of my friends from school, they formed a group, a duo, and they had a number one in America. So maybe I should have stayed in Cardiff.
Everything
But
happens for a reason, though, right?
I don't regret moving here. I've had amazing opportunities. So with my band that we formed here, I was able to get a deal, a songwriting deal initially with EMI Music, and they used to give us free studio time in those
You're
days,
lucky.
and they kind of would pop in. Very lucky. It was a different world then. And people would pop in and have a listen, and eventually they offered us a deal with EMI Records, which was fabulous. So got to work with some amazing producers. Thank you. And I started at that time, started to develop so that I wasn't relying. I had my own taste in music. I've always been a soul girl, into dance music, Motown, kind of, and not a rock girl.
Very
But
deep
ironically,
and full of love
sorry?
and passion. It's very deep and meaningful, isn't it? And full of passion.
Yeah, and I love, syncopation and groove. And I love great musicianship. So I kind of wanted to, and I've been offered a lot of kind of work. I went on Top of the Pops singing for an artist, and I've been on the Tube, but it was rock stuff, which I really enjoyed, but my heart
Wasn't
is
in there.
I'm a soul girl, an R&B girl. So I started writing my own songs, and so really enjoyed that. I prefer to be behind the camera, the stage, rather than on it. So as time evolved, I kind of realized I preferred being a producer and a songwriter and sharing all my experience with other artists. So that's when I started putting girl groups together.
Okay, so tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. This is the, yeah, carry on. It's great.
Well, my first girl group, it was at the time, actually, I was asked by a German production company to put a group together for them. And it was around about the time when TLC groups, there was
Yes.
like a huge girl group, American girl group explosion. And
ETLC.
just after Spice Girls,
Yeah.
yeah, actually, no, what happened? I started my first girl group, Entice,
I love
four
it.
amazing girls.
Remember them?
Oh, they were fabulous, ahead of their time, and they did very, very well and got a huge deal in America. And that's just as the Spice Girls were coming out. And
Yeah.
actually, the Spice Girls came to see me when they were looking for a manager.
Okay.
Fabulous girls, but I'd just started my group Entice, and obviously they went with major management at that time. So it's been amazing to see how well they've done, and I think
Yeah.
reformed again, I think, recently.
Yeah.
All five of them, I think, which is
I really
great.
like that bit, but that'd be great if they do.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
And so Entice did very, very well. Then it was a lot of work because people don't really want to help until you start making money.
That's
So
the
I've had
thing.
to juggle up financing, organizing it all, and doing bits of temp work in between, because it takes a couple of years before you see any return on your investment, any money, when you're developing a girl group. Yeah. And you have to kind of change the lineup sometimes if it's not working, or people might want to leave. So Entice did very well, and after they kind of peaked, I wanted to take a 6 month break because it'd been a lot of work. So I was working with solo artists. So I took a solo artist along to a dance class just off Oxford Street one Sunday afternoon, and I saw Alicia Dixon.
Oh
She was
yeah.
also at the dance class. Yeah, Alicia, who is in my group Mystique. She's also a judge on Britain's Got Talent. She's done brilliantly, won Strictly Come Dancing. And I saw her. I saw her and I thought, no, I need a break. I need a break. But I couldn't resist her. So I happened to know her dance, the chap taking the dance class. So I
Yeah.
said, can you introduce me to the young dancer? And he said, yeah. And I said to her, look, I put a girl group together. Would you like to be in it? And she said, yes.
That's so nice.
And I had my own recording studio at the time with my songwriting partner, Dave Brant, in Waterloo. So we started, she'd come down, she lived in Hertfordshire, long way to come for rehearsals. And ironically, she said when she was going home after meeting me on the train, somebody else approached her to be in a girl group as well.
I
So
was
luckily, I got in there first.
yeah.
Chances of that, but obviously, most beautiful
Very talented. Yeah,
young
very,
lady, yeah.
yeah.
So, and then Sabrina joined, I think a year later. Went
Right.
through a few different people because, as you can imagine, finding people of the standard of Alicia in
It's
terms
not
of
easy.
talent and beauty,
It's not easy.
not easy,
You're all
and
different
height
as
and
well,
everything.
right?
Yeah.
So
Well, in those days, you had to have a kind of uniform type looking group, apart from if you were going to go down the Spice Girls route. So it was a distinctive look and a distinctive sound. And then eventually Sue Elise came along. And I think within a couple of months of Sue Elise joining the group, I managed to get my record deal. And then after that, it just blew up.
Well
So
done.
it was fantastic for them. And I like to encourage the artists I work with to have a long career.
Yes.
So I do encourage them to write songs and, understand the business side of it all as well.
Super important.
So,
Super important.
yeah. So, and they did very, very well, sold 12 million records. I think they could reform now and make another album.
I hope
And they
so.
said, fingers crossed, it'd be great.
Never know.
And they're so popular right across the board, older people, younger people, really lovely. And even now, they split up, I think, in 2004. People, they're still in the papers from time to time.
Yeah, they are.
So,
They've done some great work.
yeah, so I always try to, be inclusive and support people. If someone's got the talent,
Yeah.
I will invest in them.
But that's a risk.
And
That's a big risk to take, especially in music. It's
but
not easy to do that, is it?
it's huge risk, but I find that if someone's really talented, they will break through eventually. I've
Yeah.
been working with a young artist, Tammy Mariah,
I follow her
and
on
she's
Instagram.
just, oh,
Yeah,
brilliant.
she's great. I love her
She,
music, actually.
you love what, sorry?
Of her music, actually, yeah, she's great. She's
Oh
really
yeah,
good.
she writes it all herself, the music, the lyrics. She's got a very clear idea of the kind of artist she wants to be, an incredible voice.
Yeah.
And so I haven't really worked with anybody. I haven't really been that excited by anyone for years
Yeah.
until I met Tammy Mariah over lockdown.
Okay. And when you're
I
looking.
did try putting put,
That's
I
okay.
did try putting together a girl. I did try putting a girl group together in 2017,
Okay.
and they were an amazing group, but I realised I was a bit out of touch because I hadn't put a girl group together for at least 10 years,
Okay.
and I didn't understand 18 and 19 year olds, so I actually stopped to do a as part of my MBA course. So I've also been studying as well during this time. A dissertation on generations X, Y, and Z and Alpha, and what
Interesting.
motivates them in music. So I feel I can understand and connect more. So I could possibly put another girl group together now that I feel I can connect.
I think you can. And there must be a kind of formula that you've kind of learned along the way. So if you're looking for something new and refreshing, what is it that draws you to that group? What is it that, I know you might be telling your secrets, and you don't have to answer this question, but it's such a great one
I'm
to
happy.
wow.
I'm happy to share, and I wish more people would put girl groups together.
Do
They,
I?
they've got to be. They can't look like they're manufactured,
Okay.
even though they are. They've got to be individual, real artists, and have above all want to do it more than anything else in life.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to spend a lot of money on time and time on somebody developing them, and then they'll say, sorry, I'm off to uni now,
Yeah.
or I want to get a job, or I don't want to do this anymore,
Yeah.
because they're part of a team, lets down the other girls. So and then confidence, and of course talent. I
Yeah.
mean, as long as they've got the potential for that talent to be developed, and they're willing to put the work in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for, really. And it's, the old cliche, they've got to have the X factor.
That's amazing. So is
So,
that uniqueness, that nerve and the talent, like you've got to have that combination. It's that whole package, isn't it, Louise?
yeah,
Yeah. Well, thank you.
absolutely. And
Thank you.
now nowadays, I wouldn't try to have a kind of uniform group.
Yeah.
I would go for whoever's got the talent. And that's what I love about music now. You don't have to be a model.
Yeah,
You
that's
don't
true.
have to look a specific way. As long as you've got the talent, that's all people care about. So that's the primary thing for me, the voice. The
Yeah.
voice has got to be there, or the rapping skills.
Okay. I like that. A combination of both is great as well. If you can do both, then that's even better, isn't it? And songwriting, you know.
The only problem is that nowadays, as well, in a girl group, you've got to be able to dance as well.
Yeah, that's
And
another
the
factor, isn't it?
standard of dancing is,
Yeah.
quite high. And I have met people with amazing voices that, just don't have the groove to dance. And that's not something you can really teach. You can develop dance skills. If someone doesn't really have the initial basic skills,
Yeah.
it's really hard.
I think you're born
It's
with that.
so then I'd encourage someone to go solo then, so they don't have to be prancing around everywhere.
Yeah. And you didn't just focus on girl bands. You also looked at boy bands as well, didn't you? And went with some of them as well in the past. Is that right?
Well, accidentally, I was developing actually a little. Oh, they were the most gorgeous young boys. I think they were called M2K. There were three boys, and one of their mums contacted me, and they were a mini boy group. They were 9 to 13, I think. They were adorable. So I was kind of, I'm always wary when you're working with children. You've got to be very careful not to promise them anything. You've got to be realistic with them. And actually, I think two of the boys went on to star as Michael Jackson in Thriller. So that's how good they were, hopefully. And they had their dance routines and everything. So I kind of fell into that, helping them along. And then I was also starting a new girl group. This was around about 2007. And two chaps who later became JLS, Arishe and Marvin, and another chap. They were I work at Dance Attic Studios in Fulham. Fabulous place, wonderful place. And they came to reception. I think they'd heard I was there, and they asked. I was upstairs in the building working with the girl group, and I did I have the young boys in that day? I'm not sure. I think I was with the girl group, and they said, "Can they meet me?" And I said, "Well, you send them up, but explain I'm a girl group specialist, and of course I couldn't. I've only got so much money. I can't invest it and all my time in several projects." So, and I was already committed to the girl group I'd started. So they came up and they all sang for me. I thought they were great, but I said, I don't think any of you are Luther Vandrosses, but they were good pop singers. But at the time they were soloists, and you've got to be at that standard. And I said, my advice would be form a boy group and then go on X Factor. And I said, if you want to do that, I'll help you. So to the obviously Marvin and Arishe came back. They went away and had a think about it. Marvin and Arishe came back and said, yeah, they'd like to do it, but the other chap wanted to pursue his solo career, which is fine. So we started looking around, but actually they found their friends, Aston and then Jonathan later, and they applied for X Factor. At that time, you couldn't have a manager. It was all in-house. So unfortunately, I had to step back from it. But very, very happy for them and
Good
how well
on
they've done. And again, they've reformed as well. They've had so many hits as well. People love them. And
exactly.
I'd gone through a few. I contacted some of my people in the music business to tell them I got, oh, this amazing boy group. They didn't have a name at the time. They came up with that name later. No one was really interested. So that's when I said, boys, go straight to the public because the public will love you. Factor. And this is the tricky thing being an artist, you see. It's hard to get a meeting with an A&R person. And then if they're not into your music, it doesn't matter how good you are, you're not going to get anywhere. And nowadays, they won't even look at you or have a meeting with you unless you've got a proper fan base on social media.
This is part of the problem, isn't it? And if you haven't got the money and you've got the, you might have the talent, you might have the passion, you might have the dedication, but sometimes it is that money that's holding you back. Lou, what kind of advice would you give to us that, that are struggling, that have got that talent, have got that passion, but there's always these financial barriers. What kind of advice could you give to people like that?
Well, a lot of people are doing it themselves now, making their own music and releasing it themselves. You need a really good distributor because the distributors really have taken place of the record companies. And a distributor like The Orchard is actually part owned by Sony.
That's right, yeah.
So you're actually getting the Sony services through the Orchard, and there's DistroKid. There's quite a few distributors, but the best thing, if you don't want to go down that route and you still want to try and get a record deal, is to work with people like myself, because with Tammy Mariah, I brought in the Mystique choreographer. I brought in
Please.
my people, and you know, who can walk into Radio One and get the meetings with the TV producers and what have you. And Tammy, she also hired, a great PR team herself, local radio, national radio, club promotions. That's very important to do that, get a track out in the clubs.
Yes.
Tammy was recently number 7 in the Music Week commercial club charts, because that's read by people. Thank you. That people in the music business, they read the Music Week magazine,
Yes.
so a lot of people would have seen that. And you can do it fairly cheaply yourself. It's pretty cool now to make lyric videos. You don't have to spend a fortune
Yes.
making a very expensive video.
Yeah.
I think Sam Smith, one of his tracks, he'd only made a lyric video and it charted straight away. Obviously, he's a big artist,
Yeah.
but it used to be you could spend a fortune on a video. So there's lots of ways of doing it yourself. If you're going to do it yourself, you need to build up that fan base
Yeah.
and release regularly, tracks every 5, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But I do advocate to build up that YouTube, that
Yeah.
Facebook, that Instagram audience and go live
Okay.
regularly and engage your fans.
Consistent.
And you can also make a little bit of money, because you can have patrons who will support you and pay money every month on YouTube. You can have super chats when you're live, when people will send you money. I think YouTube takes 30% of everything,
Yeah.
but it all mounts up. So there's lots of ways people can help themselves. I'd encourage, depending where an artist live, to go to networking events as well
That's
and
really
get
important.
out there, get in the scene.
Yeah.
Really important. You
Yeah.
meet other musicians you can collaborate with, you can share all your contacts. I did a lot of networking last year with and this year, yeah, last year and this year with Tammy Mariah. Met
Fantastic.
so many amazing people, and I
Yes.
met my old, some of my old acquaintances again as well,
That's really, really nice.
who are very senior in the business now. Yeah, so it's a lot of, I'd say it's harder nowadays to break through, because so many people are doing it themselves. But
Yeah.
if you've really got the talent, you will get there.
In the
It's
end.
just about believing in yourself. And if you can't afford it, you need to find people like myself who are willing to invest in artists.
Absolutely.
And you can find lists of managers in the Music Week directory.
Yeah.
Go into the library if you can't afford to buy that, and
Research.
there should be a copy in every library. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just a case of contacting people. And yet, if you've got an artist that you're a fan of, this is what I'd advise to people. Find out who their manager is, find out who their agent is,
Yeah.
who is their record label, and maybe target them, because you at
Okay.
least you'll know they're into your kind of music
Yes.
if you're making music like the people you follow.
I think that's great advice. And obviously, looking back at your own career, Louise, and like you've been in the industry for so many years, what kind of issues and barriers have you had to personally overcome to obviously do all of these things? Because you've done so much for other people. You've kind of come from being an artist to a manager
Thank you.
to a publisher. You've gone through so many different roles. Like, how is as a
Thanks, thanks.
that's breathtaking. So, how have you managed to do all that, and what barriers have you overcome?
Well, it's because I love it primarily. I love being in the studio. I love creating music. And obviously, I left home. I left my family and everyone in Cardiff to come to London. So I had no choice. I had to make it. I don't want to go ho back home embarrassed. I didn't succeed.
That feeling.
And it was definitely easier. There were less female singers
Yeah.
in my day, in the late 70s, 80s,
Yeah.
less competition for me. Although I was, soul music, white soul music, I guess, was not as well supported
I understand. Yeah.
by labels in
Yeah.
the 80s and 90s, because
Yeah.
I guess I was like a Madonna type artist,
Okay.
bit of pop, bit of dance,
Yeah. Is that
and
the kind
obviously Madonna was already there. She
of...
was
Okay.
American, so yeah, they're primarily more into kind of rock, and then well, punk initially,
So you
generally in the music
hold a
business.
lot.
It used to go through phases. Now I love music now that people love everything. I meet young artists and I ask them, who do you like? And they say, oh, Genesis, yes, Zeppelin. I'm like, what?
They're so
You know,
diverse.
you're 17. I think that's with the streaming, you got access to so much music. So yeah, so I've been very, very lucky. The pitfalls I had were, the pros and cons of being a female in the music business. In order to break through, I really had to get totally on top of my game. I had to learn how to program music,
Okay.
sing it,
Right.
write it.
That's
I had to more or less outdo every, other people as much as I could to break through. But as I say, I've always gone for quality, and I've always worked with quality musicians, producers, and that's the best thing, is to not experiment. Don't be a guinea pig for somebody else's learning. Try and find the very best producers and songwriters, or even if they're young and they're just still developing their style, you'll be able to hear that the potential's there. So it's always, demanding the highest standard if you can.
I think that's really, really good advice, actually. And thank you for sharing that as well. So, do you think kind of cultural
And
differences as well?
believing in yourself as well. Sorry, Saskia.
No, that's absolutely fine. Thank you.
Sorry.
Do you think kind of cultural and age differences also have a kind of part to play in how far we can diversify this music industry landscape and what kind of happens and when? Or do you think it's mainly run by the younger generations?
Well, the networking events that I went to last year and this year, there were different types. There were ones that were kind of my age, and it was very interesting. And they're the people at the moment kind of running the business, and I found that was still very male dominated. And I went to one big networking event, and a young girl came up to me and she said, "Nobody's speaking to me." I said, "Don't worry, I'll speak to you."
That's what I mean. Yeah, I've
So,
seen that.
yeah, but that's the older generation. And I've also been to
Young.
the other networking events with younger people. It's like night and day. Friendly, open, integrating, everybody talking to one another, everyone being allowed to be themselves. And that's the future of music. That's where it's going, and I'm excited about that.
So am I actually. And thank you for sharing that because I noticed the same things. And I'm generally going to those people that
Have
are
you?
by themselves for not being introduced or, feel a bit uncomfortable because I know that feeling. And it can be horrible. But when someone else comes up to you, says, hi, how are you? It just makes you feel so much better, doesn't it? A little bit more welcome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, thank
The problem is obviously the people the kind of older generation like myself, they've already got, had their success. They've
you.
already got their clients. They don't really need to reach out to anybody. But I'm the kind of person I do always, like to encourage the next generation
That's
and
beautiful.
discover new talent and bring them in, bring people into the industry.
Super important. That's super, super important. Thank you so much. And if the listeners want to find you, Louise, or connect with you, or find out about your artists and the work that you're doing at the moment, how can they do that?
Well, my company is Big Out Limited, and I'm on all the social media. I'm on LinkedIn as well
Fantastic.
as Louise Porter, if anyone wants to connect then there. But everyone wants to send me a message on Instagram, I always reply to people.
That's lovely. Thank you so much. I'll leave your description below. And we've obviously touched on some of your major wins and successes, but obviously, is there anything you want to share with us with your artists coming up or anything that you're doing that you want to share or want to promote with us at the moment?
Yeah, I think what I've learned from working with artists recently. Obviously, if anyone can support Tammy Mariah, that's Tammy Mariah, as in Mariah Carey. That's her real name. And she was named after Tammy Wynette and Mariah Carey. Mariah, Mariah. She's got quite a few followers on TikTok. She does quite a lot of acting skits as well. She's brilliant. She's a brilliant actress too. So if anyone interested in following Tammy Mariah, that'd be terrific. I discovered myself recently, actually. I'm going to start promoting myself again because I can still sing.
Go on. Why didn't
Only last year, I at one of my networking events, I bumped into a garage god. He had loads of hits. He was telling me he's on YouTube, and I thought, well, I wonder if I'm on YouTube. And I went on YouTube, and I discovered that a track I'd recorded in 1989,
It's on YouTube.
they didn't know who I was.
Go on, Liz.
Yes, and it's had like, had, well, they no, someone's remixed it into a drum and bass track, and I didn't, and it, you know, it was released in 1994. They didn't know it was me because it's under my artist name, Love Bass. And I only discovered last year that it'd been released and it was this drum and bass sort of rave anthem. And that there's like 165,000 views of one mix of it on YouTube and all these comments. So I thought, great. So I might re-record that track and re release it myself.
That's
So not as
great.
a drum and bass, more of a pop dance. Just for fun, I'm, you know, make a lyric video.
Fantastic. I'll leave
So,
that as
and
one of
that's
my
the great
questions.
thing, you can, that's the great thing about lyric videos. And that's, so age doesn't matter anymore. As long as you, and you know, the British public, we've always embraced, you know, we love people.
Difference. Yeah, that's
And
what makes
if we love,
it. It
if
really
we
does.
love their talent, yeah. So it's, so if you've got any talent, if you've got a good voice, you're a good singer, I would just get out there and do something.
Go for
Yeah.
it and just don't stop and follow your heart and stay
Yeah.
passionate and dedicated. I think
Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
advice. Oh, thank you, Lou. I've really enjoyed
It's
that.
a great, it's a great time to do music.
Yeah, I think it's a great time for change as well. So if you're in the right place at the
Oh
right
yes.
time
Yeah.
doing stuff as well, I think that really helps because I think there's a lot of change going on right now.
Absolutely. Yes, and positive change, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, step by step, we will get there. And it's been such a pleasure. I hope you have a great
Yeah.
weekend. Thank you so much for sharing your story, some of your
My
vision,
pleasure.
and your inspiration. Just keep up the amazing work.
I'm wishing everybody the very best. Believe in yourselves and go out there and do it. And
Thank you.
don't let anybody, you know, be negative or stop you. Just believe in yourself.
Thank you so much. And I've got a few tracks coming out soon, so I'm going to send them your way. And I'd love to hear
Yeah.
your takes. Definitely will.
I wanted to know what you were doing as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
You're
send
looking
you there.
amazing.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a long week and I'm keeping busy and I'm doing following my heart, following my dreams.
Right.
I know it's not meant to be easy and it
Well
isn't,
done.
but I love what I do, like you said, and I really resonate with a lot of the things you've said. And I'm just going to keep going, like you said, keep going and keep going because I know it's what I'm meant to do. So I'm just going to follow my heart
Absolutely.
and believe because I think that's really, really
Yeah.
important.
That sounds fabulous, Saskia.
Thanks,
Wish
Lou.
you all the very best. I'm excited to hear what you're going to do.
Thanks. I'll send you some bits soon and you look after yourself and take care.
Lovely.
Thank
You
you.
too. Have a great week,
Thank you.
weekend. Bye for now,
Thank you.
Saskia. Take care. Bye.